guilty, there is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 420 edition, rolling into the happier happy hour. My little buddy Dominic's joining in the show with Brian, but I'm here in the humidor at Knuckleheads, 520 State Street. Those watching the video stream can see the wares around me, man. Lots of fine cigars all around me. The largest humidor in Madison,
damn,
my understanding. Certainly the nicest with me sitting here.
Well,
the sexiest.
Even so. Happy 420, Crudy, Fancy Brian, Evan, all fair audience. Welcome. It's great to be with you. I'm super excited. Crudy, I got one of those Facebook memories that popped up 5 years ago today. There's a picture of you and I smoking, at least me smoking, a bowl on top of Bill Press's office building. That one popped up today.
Well, that was the week. Did we go out there for the? It wasn't the impeachment. I guess it was the inauguration.
The inauguration, we out there, right? For the, and I think I posted it for the celebration of 420, and it was a great time, great memories. Happy 420, everybody!
And let's point out, DCA legal marijuana territory.
Oh.
You just couldn't buy it legally there.
You got yours for free. You can give it away. You couldn't buy it at the time. What a joke. And I woke up this morning, Crudy, early because, you know, I got to work out in the morning. Got to make sure my testosterone continues to flow. Very concerned.
Yeah, that and the tanning, the early morning tanning. I know you, daily ritual.
So I jumped on and started, you know, perusing through my feeds, and I saw a tweet from Bernie Sanders, our favorite senator, from 11 o'clock the night before, saying, legalize marijuana, expunge past marijuana convictions, end the failed war on drugs. I'm thinking, Bernie, abso-frickin-lutely, man. Good morning to you. Happy 420.
That, and then come down to Knuckleheads. They're giving away free stuff, Dom. I can tell people are very excited. It's got like a carnival atmosphere in the showroom right now. I hear them calling out the numbers. Not a raffle. You don't have to buy anything. A giveaway. They're giving away a volcano down here this weekend, Dom.
A volcano?
And some, you know what I'm saying, one of those volcano, massive vape volcanoes, I believe they are.
Oh,
and
nice.
They've got other glassware. You can sign up. You can choose what you want to, you know, try to win. But lots of people doing commerce out there right here, 520 State Street, Knuckleheads, doing a little live hit, you know, in deference to the holiday. I know somebody in our audience, they celebrate the holiday. And Dom, who was waiting here the minute I walked in? Well, Doc Weed, of course. And it was 420.
Hey, nice. Well, tell Doc I said, hey, man, that's awesome.
He's doing a doubleheader. Doc Weed moved from here on to Hawk's Finer Neighborhood Bar right on State Street.
Wow. Getting all the hot spots.
Well, and you know, frequenting all the fine sponsors of Devil Radio and the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We appreciate all the fine sponsors. Appreciate all you for listening. And you can be a part, 844-967-2789. I get distracted. I'm like, I don't even have a ticket, but I'm like, did I win?
You know, I you know, messaging is an issue sometimes, Crudy. And then today's, you know, 420 celebration made me think about, of course, the war on drugs. But then I saw this the state senator from Michigan, Mallory McMorrow, and I'm in love. Sorry, Steph,
she's
I'm in love.
Very impressive.
Wow. And I saw her in talking about the culture wars. And I'm thinking, well, why do we have a war on drugs, but we have culture wars? I think we should reframe it as the Republicans having a war on culture. Because isn't that really what this is? This is a culture war. This is a war on culture. So I'm just going to start referring to it as that, and you can hashtag that.
Do you note that James Carville was quoted extensively at the Washington Post in regard to the young Michigan State senator who so impassionately just, you know, bitch-slapped the entire Republican Party? I mean, how dare anyone, you know, direct a besmirching at a mom? She's a pedophile. She's a groomer. I mean, how could you not react passionately to that? And I think the response was not over the top. It was just right. It was just to punch him right between the eyes, rhetorically speaking, of course, that was needed in this circumstance. And Carville, he was very, very excited because that sounds like a winner, Dom. That's what a winner sounds like. That's the sort of clear, right in your face messaging. We try to do it every day here on the Devil's Advocates, but that, you know, the entire Democratic Party could take a little lesson and courage from that young senator and from messaging from the Devil's Advocates radio show, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, I know we have some sound, and if you don't mind, I'd like to hear some of it. I heard it this morning, and I was just blown away. And as a side note here, she has, from her Twitter feed from this yesterday, more likes. She has 206,000 likes, more than Bernie Sanders and the drug war. She's going viral on this. Brian, you got a couple of these. Let's just lay them back to back if you can, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I didn't expect to wake up yesterday to the news that the senator from the 22nd district had overnight accused me by name of grooming and sexualizing children in an email fundraising for herself. So I sat on it for a while wondering why me. And then I realized, because I am the biggest threat to your hollow, hateful scheme. Because you can't claim that you are targeting marginalized kids in the name of, quote, parental rights if another parent is standing up to say no. So then what? Then you dehumanize and marginalize me. You say that I'm one of them. You say she's a groomer. She supports pedophilia. She wants children to believe that they were responsible for slavery and to feel bad about themselves because they're white.
To feel bad about themselves because they're white. And I thought this was great. Again, state senator from the great state of Michigan, my home state, my birth state, Mallory McMorrow, responding to another senator from the state, Lana Thies, accusing her of being a groomer and sexualizing children. This whole parental rights facade, this justification that they try to use to, you know, basically use all this anti-LGBTQ messaging is what she struck down in that particular quote. I think she's great. Let's hear a little bit more, if you would, please, Brian.
Growing up, my family was very active in our church. I sang in the choir. My mom taught CCD. One day, our priest called a meeting with my mom and told her that she was not living up to the church's expectations and that she was disappointing. My mom asked why. Among other reasons, she was told it was because she was divorced and because the priest didn't see her at Mass every Sunday. So where was my mom on Sundays? She was at the soup kitchen with me. My mom taught me at a very young age that Christianity and faith was about being part of a community, about recognizing our privilege and blessings and doing what we can to be of service to others, especially people who are marginalized, targeted, and who had less, often unfairly. I learned that service was far more important than performative nonsense like being seen in the same pew every Sunday or writing Christian in your Twitter bio and using that as a shield to target and marginalize already marginalized people. I also stand on the shoulders of people like Father Ted Hesburgh.
And as a side note, Scott Walker, the very first thing in his Twitter handler, Christian. That's exactly who she's talking about. And as the atheist on the panel, I supremely appreciate Mallory McMorrow's position on this. She seems like a Christian that actually goes out and believes and says and performs the acts, the service that is required of the religion. And for the priest to come in and say, and I've heard this before from other folks, so, you know, don't come around. Maybe they'd be a little more open to, you know, your lifestyle or not living up to the church's standards if you scratch a big enough check. Because really that's what it's all about. You know, God needs money. But for her to stand up on her Christian values and push back against other so-called Christians like Scott Walker, who would put that as the first tag in their Twitter bio. We got time for any more of these? Let's do some more. State Senator Mallory McMorrow.
The longtime president of the University of Notre Dame, who was active in the civil rights movement, who recognized his power and privilege as a white man, a faith leader, and the head of an influential and well-respected institution, and who saw black people in this country being targeted and discriminated against and beaten, and reached out to lock arms with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. when he was alive, when it was unpopular and risky, and marching alongside them to say, "We've got you." To offer protection and service and allyship to try to right the wrongs and fix injustice in the world. So who am I? I am a straight, white, Christian, married, suburban mom who knows that the very notion that learning about slavery or redlining or systemic racism somehow means that children are being taught to feel bad or hate themselves because they are white is absolute nonsense. No child alive today is responsible for slavery. No one in this room is responsible for slavery.
Wow. Mallory McMorrow was a Michigan state senator, straight white Christian suburban mom, lighten up the Republicans. I'm a straight white atheist suburban-ish dad. And I agree with her wholeheartedly. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Thank you, Brian, for letting us play some more of that. We are the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is the 420. Crudy, you still with me, man? Are you in the closet?
Man,
all right.
I'm not in a closet. I'm in a humidor. I'm at Knuckleheads, 520 State Street. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course not.
Knuckleheads, they're giving away good stuff. They got all kinds of deals going on. It's 420. Observe down here, Dom. And I'm observing a lot of commerce going on. Looks like everyone's having a good time, you know, on the 420. Come back. Come see me. Stop back to the humidor. You know, good smoking products all around me. More Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
He loves you and he needs money.